Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. August 11th. When I feel I just can't face the world and want nothing more than to bury my head under the covers and hide, I know I need an Al-Anon meeting. I may have to push myself out the door, but I always feel better and saner when I break the isolation and reach out for help. I usually feel relief the minute I walk into an Al-Anon room, even if it's a meeting I've never attended before. I find a healing, comforting power in these rooms, a power greater than myself. And because my higher power speaks through other people, I often hear exactly what I need. We all go through periods of sadness, lethargy, and grief. That's part of life. But depression can become a habit that perpetuates itself unless I intercede by acting on my own behalf. Al-Anon cannot solve every problem, and if depression lingers, I may want to consider seeking professional help. But more often than not, what I need to do is bring my body to an Al-Anon meeting. I know that no matter how I feel, when I take an action to get some help, I make myself available to the higher power in these rooms. Today's reminder. When in doubt, I will go to an Al-Anon meeting and invite my higher power to do for me what I cannot do for myself. There are times when I have to hurt through a situation, and when this happens, the choice is not whether to hurt or not to hurt, but what to do while I am hurting. In All Our Affairs, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.